While we remain standing, can I invite us to declare together our faith? It's the Apostles' Creed. A creed goes back a long, long time in the history of the church, and it's a succinct telling of what we believe to be true. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians 11. And I'm reading this from the Message. Sometimes it's just fresh to hear this in a slightly different way. Let me go over with you again exactly what goes on in the Lord's Supper and why it is so centrally important. I received my instructions from the Master himself and pass them on to you. Master Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took bread. Having given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he did the same thing with the cup. "This cup is my blood, my new covenant with you. Each time you drink this cup, remember me." What you must solemnly realize is that every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you reenact in your words and actions the death of the Lord Jesus. We'll be drawn back to this meal again and again until the Lord returns. You must never let familiarity breed contempt. I invite us to pray together. Lord God, it is indeed our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise. You are our God, you are our Creator, and you are the ruler of the universe. You made us in your image and freed us from the bonds of slavery. You claimed us as your people and made covenant to be our God. Therefore, we join our voices with celestial choirs and the faithful from every time and every place, and we sing your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Indeed, you are holy. And we bless your name, Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord. You freed us from death and slavery to sin. It was in humility, Christ, that you descended from your heights, kneel in obedience to love's commands. You freed us, taking our place in death's prison. In the deserts of our wanderings, you sustain us. You give us your body as manna, the cup of suffering which you drank has become for us the cup of salvation. For in your death, you ransomed us from death's dominion. In your resurrection, you have opened the way to eternal life. Remembering all of these things, Lord God, we take this bread and this wine, the gifts you have given us, and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this morning and this afternoon and tomorrow and the next day, our sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Holy God, in this quiet moment, we remember those close to us, those in need of our prayer, and we remember our world and the need for your spirit of peace and justice to prevail. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these, your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we drink may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us, one with each other and together, one in Christ. And Lord, by the power of your Spirit, help us to live as love commands. Set us free for joyful obedience and glad service. Jesus gave his life for ours. Help us to live our lives for others in humility and persistent courage. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, who said, when you pray together, say this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On the night when our Lord was betrayed, he took bread, and having given thanks, he broke it, and he said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this remembering. Hold in our hands the body of Christ. It's the beginning of Lent, and Jesus goes to the cross. Jesus wasn't just some man. Jesus was the very Son of God, and he gave his body for us, broken, that we might know God's great grace. Let us eat. Let us remember the body of Christ. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup represents the new covenant in my blood. Drink this as often as you do so in remembrance of me. In our hands that which represents the blood of Christ, and there in the new covenant God has made with us through his blood, we are made clean. We are his, and by his blood it is sealed by the Spirit. Let us drink, let us remember. Loving God, thank you for feeding us at this sacrament. Thank you for uniting us in Christ. Thank you for giving us a taste of the heavenly banquet that is to come. And now, wonderful Creator, our Lord, send us out in the power of the Holy Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.